The first item is Leslie. Yes? Oh, I'm sorry. On a point of personal privilege, Richard?
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't here when we were doing the acknowledgments. I was out getting these books, board books. I have three fairly quick acknowledgments I'd like to make. The first one is our host, WBAI, and our meeting lead person, Nia Bediako, for this well-organized and very hospitable meeting. Jeffrey Stern, for not only providing transportation. Jeffrey, I hope you're here. Thank you, Jeffrey. Not only providing transportation for a lot of us, but for staying with me as I had to make a lot of different changes because of the weather the other day coming in. It was great to be back at the station last night, about a year from our Phi Slamma Hamma project. It was obvious to me that WBAI is much healthier than when the PNB last met here in July of 2009. My second one is it is so encouraging to see how much our ED and CFO have grown into their job and have and how much positive improvement this bodes for our future. And my third acknowledgement is for our technical director, John O'Malley, and his technical wizard over there, Otis McClay, for all their work and travel at all hours in all weather. In all conditions, to assure Pacifica's technical health. Thank you all.
Okay. Coming back on the floor, and I think I would like to give it, begin again with the clock. It's scheduled for 10 minutes. Is Leslie Radford's motion, which was actually made by Kathy?
Who? Campbell. It was Campbell.
Campbell. Okay. Campbell, would you read the motion again, and we'll discuss it.
Is there another point that we can cover while
I'll read it again. How about that?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I've got it, sir. Okay, resolved that within 2 months of the ratification of this motion, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a 5-year committee plan that advances the Pacifica mission and provides security and progress for the foundation, and that these plans together shall become the Pacifica 5-year governance plan, and that each committee shall include in their plan annual milestones and shall report on the accomplishment of the milestones at each January in-person Pacifica National Board meeting, and that each committee subsequent to the first shall provide for PNB approval revisions to the committee plan no later than the March PNB meeting to be incorporated into the Pacifica 5-year governance plan.
May I motivate the motion?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The motion, I think, is doing a very important function in terms of adding some structure and accountability to the sort of planning that Pacifica has needed to do for a long time, and I think that we've made some efforts in this regard, but I don't think that we have really been able to engage them in a very, let's say, management-oriented kind of fashion. I think that our continued problems with finances and the challenges we face in terms of incorporating advancing technology and especially like with WPFW and our transformer situation, all of these things speak for the desperate need that we have for some serious planning, and that's what this motion puts in place. And I would hope that we would not just stop with this point, but that we would put some legs under it insofar as how we get these things done. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Would anyone like to speak? We'll do for and against. Anyone like to speak against the motion? Alex?
I just don't like the idea of five-year plans of any sort. I think the motion could be improved if we just call it a strategic plan.
Are you suggesting an amendment to take out five-year governance plan and put it into just
strategic plan? If that's part of the motion, yeah.
May I be on the stack, Mr. Chair, at some point?
Is it point of order, George?
May I be on the stack also, yeah. Rico?
George, point of order?
It is possible to do that. Is there a second to Alex's motion?
Yes.
Okay.
George, a point of order, please?
Yes.
Could you please send it again?
It's in the agenda. It's in the book.
Okay. What date did you send it again?
It's in the book.
It's easy for me to read on the screen.
She needs you to send it to her so she can enlarge it.
I'm not quite sure when I sent it last. I will send it again.
That's fine.
Okay. Let's see. We have this is an amendment, so let's speak to the amendment. Richard, did you want to do that?
No, I wanted to make a substitute motion.
Let's see. I guess that's okay. What did you want? What was your substitute, Richard?
That the PMB asked that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for developing a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation and to report back to this board at the spring 2011 PMB in-person meeting and begin the process approved by the PMB by the summer of 2011.
Okay. Is there a second for that? Okay.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat? I didn't hear.
Richard, would you repeat it again, please?
Richard.
Is that a substitute?
If you were over here, you could hear it.
We all need to hear it. It's a public meeting.
Would you repeat it again, Richard?
Read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The PMB asks that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for developing a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation and to report back to this board at the spring 2011 PMB in-person meeting and begin the process that subsequently approved by the PMB by the summer of 2011.
I think what I'd like to do is to deal with the amendment to Leslie's motion first, so we know what we're substituting. Is there any further discussion of that amendment, which would replace five-year plan with strategic plan?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Campbell?
I think that what the motion intends to do is to set something explicit and specific and to give a deadline. If you don't do that, things don't get done. To say a strategic, that word has been used a lot in Pacifica, and it's been abused a lot in Pacifica, because I'm convinced from what I've seen that's been called strategic plans that we really don't engage what a strategic plan is. I think that having specific deadlines to work on, and then we can put some legs under the deadlines, will give us the ability to get something done in a proactive way and be able to get it actually done.
Okay. Would anyone like to speak for the amendment?
Point of information.
Yes.
We're dealing with Alex's amendment to...
Leslie's original motion.
And Richards is a substitute.
Richards
motion?
Is a substitute, right. I wanted to deal with the amendment first so
we'll
know what we're substituting. Okay. Anyone want to speak for the amendment?
For Alex's amendment.
Yes. No? Okay, well let get Tracy.
I just think that in terms of realistic expectations, we have asked for several financial emergency plans as of late via the Finance Committee. I think we have several motions pending to that effect. Now we're talking about a five-year governance plan. I think that all of these motions are trying to address the general need for strategic planning, so that perhaps if we were to make one sensible motion, we would get closer to action rather than five or six discrete motions using different different terminology to refer to the same thing. That would be my argument in favor of Alex's amendment.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on this?
Please.
What's the motion?
I want to handle this amendment to the original thing first.
So he would be speaking against it, right?
What's that?
You would be speaking against the amendment.
You want to speak to the amendment or to Richard's proposal?
I'm in support of what Campbell was reading.
Okay,
yes,
you can
I like that too.
You can speak to that.
I like that.
We think in terms of 5 years is a long time, or 10 years is a long time. George W. Bush was selected as president 10 years ago. That's how fast time goes. 10 years is half an industrial cycle. So the more you deal in long-range planning, the smoother the lives you're going to lead. Thank you.
The way you're all going, we'll be lucky if we're here next year.
Call the question.
Anyone want to speak for it again? Okay. All those in favor of Alex's amendment to replace five-year governance plan with strategic plan, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6. All those opposed, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Eight.
Eight.
Could you all hold your hands up again so I could indicate?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. So the amendment fails, 8-6, I believe. What's on the floor now is Richard's substitute.
Let it go, Kimmery.
Rico to the staff.
Kathy, you had wanted to speak to that before.
The substitute.
Yes. And then Rico.
Can I motivate that a little?
Richard's substitute.
Did I say Richard? What did I say?
No,
he said Rico's on the staff.
Rico's on the staff.
Rico's on the staff.
No, we're not talking about Rico Laws. We're talking about Rico.
In any case, Kathy, you have the floor.
Yes. I first of all wanted to...
Can I motivate that?
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Please do that, Richard.
Sorry, Kate.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I agree with Alonzo about how important it is to be doing some of this planning, future planning. The biggest concern that I have about the first motion is that it says that within 2 months of the ratification, well, that this will be done. That's the new board will be coming on, and it's too quick. You can't ask people to just pull things out of their hats. And what I tried to do was set it up so that they the same kind of thing could come in through the executive director who should have a very real part in this, and do it in a time frame that's more realistic in my mind. Thank you.
Kathy?
Yes. I first wanted to...
I'm sorry. Point of information. Could he read it again before we start on this? Sorry, Kathy.
Good. You just like to hear my reading. You actors. The PMB asks that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for developing a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation and to report back to this board at the spring 2011 PMB in-person meeting and to begin the process subsequently approved by the PMB by the summer of 2010. And this is Richard Uzel, director from Houston, Texas. Thank you.
Okay. Kathy.
Am I good? Okay. I guess first I wanted to, in some fashion, express my somewhat dismay and confusion that everything is substituted, because I don't see that there's a problem with either of these motions, really. I think that they address two different things. And my concern also is that we are endlessly passing motions for what the staff should do. And I believe that the original motion speaks to the PMB itself and asks this body to determine what we as a board can do. And I think that those are two very different things. And I also, even perhaps the deadline needs to be extended, but I think that there is a problem of discontinuity when we go from one board to the other. And I think it might be useful for this board to offer something to the next board in the form of a motion. We've started this process. Here's what we've got to at this point. You finish the process and allow there to be some connection, and so that each time this happens, the board isn't left to start from scratch. So I think it makes sense to pass Campbell's motion as well as the other motion, as Richard's motion. Thanks.
That isn't the choice. It was voting as a substitute motion.
But I wanted to speak my mind.
Okay.
Nia George to the staff.
Wow, I don't really know how to address this myself now. I can't. I don't really know the. I wish the writer of the motion was here so I could ask how they felt about the idea of the executive board as opposed to the PMB board coming up with a 5-year plan. I like what Richard substituted, and I think that Ms. Radford had also had in mind after speaking with her last night that there could be a 1-year, a 3-year, and a 5-year plan, and that those plans don't have to be set in concrete. As things change, they could be adjusted accordingly so that they make sense and deal with the reality of the situation. And I think that is a great idea to have a 5-year plan at least, and those short plans in the meantime. It forces us to at least pay attention to where we're going. And as I say, that destination may change, but at least forces us to have a destination. And then we have to take into consideration that, once again, we are putting more work onto these people who we know are understaffed, but giving them that type of leeway so that they can do their due diligence, not under such pressure, but at least know that this is something that is expected of them. That's something we have to consider, whether we want to put that on them or whether the board wants to take that up on itself.
George, ahead.
You're on after Bill.
I'm sorry?
You're next after Bill.
Okay.
I like Leslie's original motion. I mean, I like Richard's also, kind of like Kathy was saying, but I am reluctant to ask Arlene and the staff to take on more work right now. I think my sense is that she wants to do this anyway, and we need to do it, but I'd rather not give a deadline. So I guess I'm speaking in favor of Leslie's original motion. Mm-hmm. And even though 2 months doesn't sound like a lot of time, in that motion it points out that each subsequent committee each year would present a follow-up by March of each year. So that means we'll have another revision in March. So I think 2 months is fine for this year's committees to get a start. And then hopefully this can all be incorporated into a strategic plan when we get around to doing that. And I do hope we can work towards a strategic plan. So I'm in favor of the original motion.
Nia.
Arlene?
Yeah. Okay. I think, just from straining my eyes to read this, I think here it says specific of 5 years governance plan. And I particularly like this because what this does is to hold the Pacifica National Board accountable for a plan. The committees need to do, I'm saying this lovely and respectfully. There's some committees who I think need to do more work, you know, because sometimes idle hands are the devil's workshop. So maybe if we have this plan and this, because that's what the committees are supposed to do. They're supposed to work for the Pacifica National Board. So the substitute to put it back on the executive director, if my memory serves me well, when she gave her report this morning, she did say she wanted to have, I don't recall you said 1, 3, and 5 years, but you some type of long-term plan. So that she realizes that she has to do anyway. But this particular motion is coming from the board is for us who are on committees to have a 5-year plan. If it goes into effect today, 2 months is October, November, we'll still be here. So we can do this and we pass the baton like somebody else said. That's okay.
We said 10. Arlene?
I've worked on strategic plans before. And I think the best experience that I've had was with developing actually two of them at WMNF as a board person and working with the executive director in making that happen. And I think that it does need to be a joint effort, but I think that if the board is not involved, we're losing a lot of great resources. And so I basically come on board with Leslie's original motion. I think that there's a lot to be said for that. We need to have the participation of the full board and of all of the committees doing their part, and the staff then helping with the development, but particularly involved in carrying it out.
Okay. We are out of time, actually, on this motion. Do you want to extend time for it?
Extend for 10 minutes.
I
object. We're still letting Andrea very seldom speak. How many more people need to speak?
Okay, was it motion to extend time for 10 minutes? It was objected to. We'll take a vote on that.
It was second.
I know it was second.
It was also.
We're going to take a vote on it.
A point of information. How many people are on the staff, please?
No one.
I mean, we have just these two people who very seldom speak. Well, Campbell speaks more frequently, but at least these two.
Nia. The motion to extend time isn't debatable. We just vote on it. So,
would you ask you a question?
Okay. I move that we just let those two people speak, if that's okay.
There's a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. All those in favor of extending time for 10 minutes, please raise your hand.
Now you're going to give them more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry. I thought it was a hand there. 6. Okay. Counted 7. Please put your hands up again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It'll never work. 8. You were counting both of Kimmery's hands. It did work. What do you think about that?
It means he seriously wants to speak.
Okay. All opposed, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So we have extended time for 10 minutes. Who would like to speak to this? So I see Marcel and
Andrea. No, I'm going to
Marcel and Campbell.
Okay. First of all, I support Richard's motion, substitute motion. And the reason I do is because I think we can incorporate paragraph or line 2 of the Radford motion into it, make it a single motion, and it would accomplish all that we had spoke about as opposed to two separate motions. So I'm for passing less and doing more.
You want to amend Richard's substitute?
I would like to amend his motion.
And how would you like to amend it?
I would like to amend it just to include the second paragraph of Leslie's, and without my glasses.
You want me to read it?
Thank you.
Okay. And that each committee shall include in their plan annual milestones and shall report on the accomplishments of the milestones at each January in-person Pacifica National Board meeting. Mm-hmm.
And,
and
that way all of the work would not be on the ED, that the committees would be forced to have to work with the ED.
Yeah.
And
so
it would be a simple single motion as opposed to two, which accomplishes what I think everyone had spoke about. And I don't think Leslie would be upset with that.
Okay. So Marcel's motion was seconded by someone, I assume?
Second.
Okay. And it's to include just that second lot, that second paragraph. Is that right, Marcel?
Uh-huh. I didn't hear you.
It's to include just that second paragraph and that each committee shall, et cetera.
Each committee shall, because that would mean that the committees would have to work on it. It would not be just on the back of the ED and the staff, and that's what you don't want it to be.
Okay, that's a simple amendment to Richard's substitute motion. Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Yes.
Yeah, Rico.
It seems to me that there is a fundamental difference here, because the original motion here from Ms. Radford is that the PNB does the work initially, mm-hmm. and we present it. Whereas if we take on Mr. Ursula's amendment and also Ms. Reed's amendment to his amendment, then the impetus starts from the top and goes to us, as opposed to coming from us and working with the top as the ED had suggested. With that in mind, I would stick with the original motion that the PNB actually do the work in collaboration with the ED, of course, and then we present it, and then she can, because she's going to do her own as well, and now she has something else to consider.
Okay, Richard?
This is on the amendment.
Yes.
You're next, Ken.
You guys quit talking. I'm forgetting what I'm trying to say. Get away from this.
George?
I agree with that amendment. I seconded the amendment, and I think it's a great idea to have the committee input. And all in the world that the first part of my substitute motion was is that the executive director, that I heard say that same thing this morning, that she was in that vein, that she get the ball rolling, and then and that would include the committees. And I think by adding that paragraph, that clarifies that and brings everybody into the process. Thank you.
Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There are several problems I have with the substitute motion and the amendment. First, we have the substitute motion, if you listen closely, it said begin to develop a strategy for developing a strategy. For developing a strategic plan. I mean, this doesn't give us a result until 2011. I think that certainly the committees would want to work under the original motion, would want to work with our ED. I think that the developing or having the ability to develop a strategic plan or what goes into it is not rocket science. It's not a new thing, and certainly would be a joint effort with the ED. The point I think that's very significant in terms of the two months is that during the time that these committees have been active this year, they've learned something about what the issues and concerns are and can, through this work, be able to provide more guidance for whomever is going to be populating the committees in the future, and then the whole thing can be brought together into a strategic plan for the foundation. And so this, I think, is why I would not, I would speak against the substitute motion, even amended, to just move forward with the motion that we have from Leslie. I think that oftentimes we can have a risk of getting caught up in the trees, and it appears to me as though this would be that kind of situation.
Nia?
You know, my good friend Marcel, my neighbor over here, somehow, maybe I'm just not making the connection to have Richards and then this. It's not making sense to me, maybe because I can't see it, because I'm a visual person. That's a laugh, right? You can see. They're not working together for me. What works best for me is the motion in its original state. And I don't mean to bore anybody by repeating what I said. This is a governance plan. Mm-hmm. The executive director already knows what she needs to do. She said what she was going to do. Mm-hmm. And Leslie's intent here is to have the Pacifica National Board and its subcommittees do some work, which is what we're supposed to be doing. That doesn't preclude us from working with the executive director. For example, on the audit committee, when we were doing the policy, document retention and restructuring, she and LaVarne and Ahmad and our foundation counsel?
Ricardo.
We all worked together on this. So mm-hmm. I think that the essence of this is for the board and its committees to do the work.
So you're speaking against the amendment.
Yeah, I love Leanne.
How are we doing on time? Okay, anyone else want to speak for the amendment? Okay, can we go to a vote on the amendment to Richard's substitute? So all those in favor of the amendment, which would be to include that second paragraph in Leslie's with his substitute, please raise your hand. Yes, just a moment.
Can I read it?
Marcel, would you read it?
I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time.
I've got it in front of me. Okay. And that each committee shall include in their plan annual milestones and shall report on the accomplishment of the milestones at each January in-person Pacifica National Board meeting. So that's the substance of what was being added to Richard's motion. Any other questions about it, what we're voting on? Okay. All in favor of that, adding that, please raise your hand.
I want it.
That's to the substitute.
That's to addition. Yeah. That's the addition to the substitute. That's correct. Please raise your hand.
So I was going to withdraw.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven. Okay. All opposed, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so the amendment passes. So the question now is on the substitute motion as amended. Does anyone want to speak further on for or against that?
Can it be re-amended?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because I think it's a good point.
Am I up?
You're up, yeah. If we don't hear pretty soon, we're going to run out of time.
Thank you. I move that the two motions become one. I would take away within 2 months of the ratification of this motion and start with each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval and amend it from that portion rather than the last paragraph. So Richards followed by the Radford combined into one motion. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to take out within 2 months of the ratification of this motion.
And just say each standing committee.
So you would add Leslie's motion with that taken out to Rich's motion.
Yes.
Which would, of course, include the second paragraph which we just amended.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Anyone want to speak to that?
I don't have the first part.
What's that?
Could I borrow your
resolve that?
No,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you could read it all.
Richard, were you wanting to be on the stack or what?
Well, resolve that within 2 months.
Take that out.
That's
that
taken out.
Okay, take that out.
Please use the mic.
Did you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, that's the only way.
So we could get it.
Okay.
The PNB asks that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for developing a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation and to report back to this board at the spring 2011 PNB in-person meeting and begin the process something by the summer of 2011.
I like that.
I couldn't read the small part.
That's okay.
Then I have, as a next paragraph, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a 5-year committee plan that advances the Pacifica mission and provides security and progress for the foundation, and that these plans together shall become the Pacifica 5-year governance plan, and that together takes on more weight because we're combining the board with the executive director. And that each committee shall include in their plan annual milestones that shall report on the accomplishments of the milestones at each January in-person Pacifica National Board meeting. And that each committee subsequent to the first shall provide for PNB approval revisions to the committee plan no later than the March PNB meeting to be incorporated into the Pacifica 5-year governance plan. Does that sound right?
Okay, now we need to extend time. If we want to discuss this, we can just vote on it, of course. Is there a motion to extend time? For how long?
It's been moved.
A motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, we'll extend time for 10 minutes. Campbell?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's a Campbell and Richard's stealing the mic.
I thought he was handing it over.
Again, there's a very substantial problem. I hate to, you know, be caught onto the words, but begin a strategy to develop a strategic plan. That's to begin. That runs, for me, that's problematic. You have, and what's being taken out of this is that resolved within 2 months of the ratification, an action will take place, okay? And then this is where you're going to have the committees are charged with a deadline. Now, I'm on one. I'm on several of those committees. I don't think that I too much appreciate having the sword of Damocles above my neck, but I think that it needs to be done so that if we're going to provide some governance guidance for the next group of people who we may be part of that, for them to build on whatever it is that we've accomplished, we need to have that kind of I think, additional motivation to move it forward by a deadline. And that's what the original motion provides, and that this I find missing in the substitute motion. So I think that so that we can move it forward collaboratively without putting the responsibility onto the staff that may not have to deal with us anyway in our committees. We can have the guidance, the leadership in terms of governance from the PNB board members, and I think that we should be charged with that responsibility and not be able to in any way move ourselves away from it.
Richard? I appreciate the Damocles thing. That was good. I like Kathy's effort to bring that together, and I think it's a good compromise. because, you know, we were all, I think we all have said we're all in agreement to the strategic plan thing. Just a real quick reference to, real quick response to what Campbell was talking about the strategy for a strategic plan. I thought that was pretty good strategy to write it that way. But there's no process, and what I was hoping that the process would be put together for that purpose. I just had one question for Kathy. Is the word kumbaya in there in some place? No. Okay.
Anyone else want to speak
I do.
To Kathy's?
I naturally support Leslie's motion, but what I specifically liked about Richard's motion was that it did provide very simple timelines. The first meeting in spring for this board, 1, 3, and 5-year plans, where the Radford motion set a 5-year plan that may start within 2 months, but it doesn't give any specific end dates for a report out after the 2 months. And I want to know about a plan for the first, let me finish. I want to know about a plan for the first year, for the third year, for the fifth year. I don't think that we can languish in having something that we can talk about for the next 5 years. We need to know what we're going to do, hopefully, by the time we leave this meeting. So I'm not opposed to starting on this immediately. I just want very clear goals that we have to meet within a certain amount of time. I don't want there to be any room for us to talk about this 4 months from now. I want to know what we're going to do, who's going to report on it, when it's going to get done. And that is something that I find missing from Leslie's. It motivates us to start within 2 months, and we hand off something, and once we hand it off, we don't know where it winds up, except that we know in 5 years we're supposed to have a plan. And I want something closer than that. I want something that's as close to us as we can get, because we're in too much trouble for it to languish out there.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes. The plan states that it shall include in their plan annual milestones.
No, I saw that annual milestones. Yeah.
Annuals, once a year.
It's a comment. Rico?
I was going to say the same thing, except I was going to add the word does, doesn't. Then it comes a question.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak for or against this?
No.
Jennifer?
Yeah. I like Richard's dividing up of the plan into 1, 3, and 5 years. You know, these plans, organizations themselves don't always follow them, but they're really good to have on record for donors. Donors really like to see that you have some structure and some vision into the future. So even, you know, even in that respect, it's a good idea to get this going.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Mia.
What if we were to put it up there where it says the Pacifica National Board, a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan. You see it for the top of the committee plan, maybe fit it in there? Would that be...
So you want to amend Kathy's amendment?
Yeah.
That's permissible, but what is it you want to do?
Right, because this, I guess I'm just a little foggy now. I mean, I had some wheat, which I'm allergic to, so maybe that's what makes me foggy. But I'm not getting that amendment. This, the, if we put a one.
At the top part,
right,
you're
talking
about
where it says
Pacific
and National Board, a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan. Up at the top, you see where she has 5 years, 1, 3, and 5-year?
At the bottom as well?
I like the original one, but just to incorporate what Marcel, or whoever suggested this, I'm so confused now, 1, 3, and 5, rather than just 5-year.
That was Richard.
That was Richard?
Yeah.
Right. but I'm not sure about where you want to place that.
The second sentence.
As I understand it, Nir, you're saying take out 5-year committee plan from Leslie's original proposal,
but one, three, and five-year plan.
Yeah. Correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You're making that as a motion.
Yes, I'd like to.
Is it seconded?
It's second.
Similar.
Second.
Not really.
It just moves it around so it flows. Sorry.
Your amendment is to Richard's substitute. It adds most of that Leslie's plan to Richard's substitute. This is an amendment to the original version, which is allowable. The question is which one we're going to do first. My suggestion is we do the original version first and go to a vote on that again so we'll know what it is we're substituting. So I didn't want to speak to Nia's motion that we replace 5-year committee plan and Leslie's original motion by which would still have in it resolve that within 2 months of the ratification
exactly.
of this motion.
Resolve that within two months of the ratification of this motion,
each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a 1, 3, and 5-year plan that advances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Are we saying strategic?
Yes.
1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan.
Yeah, because that's what Richard had said.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyone want to speak to that? Kathy.
As much as I understand the need for a deadline, and it just, from my perspective, the 2 months to put together a 1, 2, and 3-year strategic plan is not a viable plan. It just seems to me just words that are not going to be able to get done, and then the whole thing will be forgotten. So I would rather it not be within 2 months, that it be something put in place so that 10 years down the line, the boards will still be doing 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plans. To me, it seems a more useful motion if it becomes more institutionalized than what could possibly be done in 2 months.
We have a point of information. When would the plan be done?
Just a moment. Do you want to move a further amendment of Leslie's original motion, which is to take out the within 2 months of ratification?
When is it? She had this.
You did it on
spring.
You did it on the substitution.
That's right. You had spring. So I can. Okay.
This is on the original motion.
In there. Yeah.
I was speaking against this amendment because to me it takes us back to spring.
Yes, you want to amend the amendment?
That's what I was telling you.
Right? Well, you don't want to amend
it.
Okay, fine. Anyone else want to speak for it?
So put spring in there.
No one wants to speak for it. Okay.
For
Nia's amendment.
Nia's amendment
to Leslie's original proposal.
Nia is also saying that she wants to amend it also to take out the 2 months and add spring.
And add spring, yeah.
So that turns into.
I think the big difference between Richards and Leslie's again is that Richards says that it should be initiated by the ED and the CFO, right. Whereas Leslie says it should be initiated by the PNB.
Right.
That's the big difference we have here. I would like to speak in favor of Nia's motion.
Okay. We're out of time. We can either go to a vote on the sequence of things we've got, or we can extend time. Is there a motion to extend time?
You want me to try this to say mine so it's clear?
Okay. I hear no motion to extend time.
No, extend 5 minutes.
You did? Okay.
Second.
Is there any opposition to extending time for 5 minutes?
Yes, we can get it right.
Okay. All those who would like to extend time for 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, all opposed, please raise your hand. 1.
3.
Okay, so we will extend time for 5 minutes, and who wanted to speak to it? Nia?
George?
Jennifer? Okay.
Yeah, I think we should, in the original motion, include the 1-3 and 5-year clause, and then include until spring instead of 2 months, because because 2 months isn't going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. I mean, being in the programming committee, I mean, we meet maybe once a month, and half the time we don't even reach a quorum. We need a little time to do this. This is a major thing.
Are you making that as an amendment?
Yes.
Is there a second for that?
But you're basically...
I'm sorry, it's already been amended by...
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. This is an amendment to Nia's amendment.
Would you like me to read the whole thing as I amended it? Because she said the same thing I said.
No, you said 2 months, no? Yeah.
You may have said it, but you didn't have the floor to say it. And the amendment, as I gather, is as follows. The way it would read if the amendment was to pass would be. Oh dear.
Could I do it, George?
No. Resolved that for the spring meeting, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a 1-3 and 5-year strategic plan that advances the Pacifica mission, et cetera, et cetera. Is that correct, Jennifer?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Is there any discussion of that amendment? We do have to consider that one first.
Okay. Whatever, George. I said spring after I had the floor. It's fine, whatever. It's the same. She's saying the same thing that I said.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's only because she had the floor. That's all.
Yeah.
And
could we stop? Good.
My question is, it says for the spring. So that would be the spring of every year? Is that what that means?
I think that's a good idea. It could easily mean that, right?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah.
It could be something that could be institutionalized.
That would just be an annual thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting this spring, 11.
Do you want to see the start?
Okay.
No, I don't want to say that.
Is that going to make a difference when I say anyway?
Yeah. Chair, I don't think there are any objections, but you may want to ask that
question. Well, I'll ask. Are there any objections to that amendment? To Nia's amendment. Okay. Hearing none. The amended version of Nia's amendment is on the floor. It's what I just read a moment ago. Is there any further discussion of that? Hearing none. Is there any objection to that?
No, he's just...
You're objecting and leaving?
No.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Hearing no objections... Leslie's motion is amended, as we've just said. It now reads, resolved that for the spring meeting, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a 1-3 and 5-year strategic plan that advances the Pacifica mission, et cetera. We are now back to, I believe, did we have a vote on your amendment to Richard's proposal? I don't think we did.
No.
If my amendment were to carry, then I guess it would be attached to the new Leslie motion. Is that how it would work?
No. If your amendment were to carry, it's an amendment for Richard's substitute motion. It would be attached to Richard's substitute motion if it passes. And Richard's substitute passes, it would replace Leslie's motion.
Right, but the intent was not to replace, to combine.
Oh, I'm sorry. It would replace. Well, you attached, your motion says resolved, and it takes out within 2 months of the 2 months of the ratification of this motion. Takes it out entirely. Richard it already has in his... In his substitute,
right.
A time scale, which is the
well
same.
Well, then
now.
I would like to amend the motion to be consistent with what we just passed, as the two combined. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but how do you want to do that?
By offering...
As far as the time scales are concerned, they are consistent.
What were you saying?
Could we have one conversation? As far as the time scales are concerned, they are consistent. Richard's proposal is to have a report back in the spring, but it's directed to the ED.
Right.
You would then, in addition, have the direction to the standing committees.
To report to the PNB in the spring.
Yes.
That's how I would amend it. So that it's consistent with what we just passed.
So instead of just taking out within 2 months of the ratification of this motion, you would like to put resolve that for the spring meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so that the charge to both the ED and to the committees is the same?
Yes.
I got it. Okay, is there a second for that? Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. We're out of time again.
Can we vote?
We're out of time. We'll have to vote in sequence. Does anyone want to extend time on this?
No.
I don't hear a motion, so we will. First of all, we'll vote on this last amendment, actually, to Kathy's original amendment, which is to replace taking out within 2 months of the ratification of this motion, putting in resolve that.
For the spring meeting,
each standing committee.
Each standing committee.
Right. Is there any objection to that change?
Yeah.
No. Okay, hearing none.
There is one.
I'm sorry, there is? There is? Okay, well, let's take a vote on that then. All those in favor of that amendment, Kathy's amendment, please raise your hand. So, again, what you're doing is you're replacing... within 2 months of the ratification of this motion at the spring meeting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay. Opposed? 1.
Why?
Okay. So that passes. We now have to vote on whether or not to amend Richard's substitute motion by Kathy's motion as we just amended it. Okay. Is there any objection to amending Richard's substitute motion by Kathy's motion? Hearing none, Richard's substitute is amended by Kathy's motion. We now have to decide whether to replace the original Radford motion as amended by Richard's substitute motion as amended. Okay?
Can you read them both?
Yeah, I think we should probably read them both.
Read the whole thing.
Richard, can I read them?
Okay, I heard the request.
And also give me the printed...
I just sent it to you.
George has to do that.
No, you sent it.
I don't know anymore.
Okay, Richard, would you read... You got it all there?
As fast as I can.
He doesn't have the amended
Would you read your part, and then you could read the amended part? Richard, would you read your part?
Because I don't know how y'all amended it. But I agree with this. The PNB asked that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for developing that was all taken out?
That's gone.
No, it's not gone. That's still there.
And call it a plan. You know?
Those are the two choices.
Could we have one conversation on this board for a while?
Never happened before.
PNB asked that.
You didn't get that, George. You need it.
Please.
You'll need yourself.
Never happened before. Never happened before, George.
Richard, would you read the your motion, please?
Yeah, why not? The PNB asked that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for developing a 1, 3, and 5 year strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation. Should I? What? Oh. Pacifica Foundation, and to report back to this board at the spring 2011 PNB in person meeting and begin the process subsequently approved by the PNB by the summer of 2011.
And Kathy's motion would add to that, Kathy.
Or
shall I read it? Would you?
No, it's fine. Be resolved that
it's the same as the motion we just passed. Be it resolved that for the spring meeting, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval by the Pacifica National Board a 5-year committee plan that advances. Did we change that to 1-3? That's supposed to say 1-3.
1-3-5. Yes, you did.
Yes, that is. A 1-3. Sorry, 1-3-5-year strategic plan that advances the Pacifica mission.
Please
have respect while the reading is being done. You shut up and let the chair take charge.
Thank you.
That advances the Pacifica mission and provides security and progress for the foundation, and that these plans together shall become the Pacifica 5-year governance plan, and that each committee shall include in their plan annual milestones and shall report on the accomplishments of the milestones at each January in-person Pacifica National Board meeting, and that each committee subsequent to the first, what am I reading, shall provide,
shall provide
for PNB approval revisions to the committee plan no later than the March PNB meeting to be incorporated into the Pacifica 5-year governance plan. Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Yes, the point of order is that
the point of order is that you have a contradiction. The motion in terms of the substitute still indicates begin to develop, the executive director, begin to develop a strategy for developing a strategic plan.
It is.
No, this is substantive, because there, in terms of what Kathy is reading, it's indicating that a plan would have been developed. This is a contradiction. It doesn't make sense.
It is not a contradiction, because it's addressed to two different groups of people. One is actually the executive director, and I presume the CFO, and the other is to the committees and the board. So it's a different time scale for both. It's true, but that's the way it's written. And there's no contradiction. I think we can go to a vote on this. All those in favor of the substitute, of Richard's substitute as amended by Kathy, please raise your hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
All opposed, please raise your hand. Two. Okay, the motion passes 11-2. Anyone wish to abstain? We have three abstentions. The next item on the agenda is a motion commemorating the service of Ebon Dooley.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yeah?
That was just, we have to go back to the main motion now, don't we?
I'm sorry. We just passed the substitute. It's been substituted, but we do, in fact, have to now approve the motion. Okay? So what's on the floor is Richard's substitute with Kathy's it's the same thing we just agreed to substitute, but in fact, you're correct. We have to approve the main motion. All in favor of approving the main motion, please put your hand up.
The main motion.
One, two, three, four, five. Which is Richard's substitute with Kathy's.
Wait, excuse me. The main motion is what now?
It's Richard's substitute with Kathy's amendment. Please raise your hand.
I'm sorry, point of information, Chair.
Yes.
I was under the understanding that what we just did was we just solidified the second motion. The original motion was Ms. Radford's motion.
We just voted to substitute for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, Any other questions? Any other points of information? Is it clear what we're voting on?
No, I think not.
What we're voting on is Richard's motion as amended by Kathy. It is now the main motion. It's what's in front of us. It's what we just approved to substitute for Leslie's original motion. So, all in favor of that motion as amended, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. All opposed, please raise your hand. Ten. One, two, three. Any abstentions? One abstention.
Point of personal privilege.
So the motion passes. What's the point of personal privilege?
It's cold as hell in here. I know New Yorkers are hard, but can they turn the air conditioner
on? Yeah, they can. I asked them to before, and they did it. But what do you think, 4 degrees?
I don't know. And the other thing, Chair, I think on that last vote, when we were, for clarification, when we were voting to replace it, I think some of the members thought that we were just voting to solidify those two motions together, and we thought it was an amendment as opposed to a replacement of the original.
It's not a substitute.
And so some of the people that were interested in the original actually voted for the replacement unintentionally.
Okay.
But it's done now.
George, exactly. Point of order. See, that's what I was trying to say. You keep saying substitute. I thought it was an amendment.
No.
That we were voting on.
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Just change the name to the Radford motion.
The Radford
Richard,
motion.
Change it to the Radford.
Please, one at a time. One at a time. What's your question?
Could you please read what we finally voted on? Because you're saying substitute, I'm thinking amendment, and you're throwing me off.
Okay, we will read what we finally voted on. Richard, you read the first part. I'll read the second part.
Oh, my Lord.
I still can't. I need it.
And please, go ahead.
And I have a point of personal privilege after this, too.
Okay.
The PMB asks that the executive director begin to develop a strategy for the developing of a 1, 3, and 5-year strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation and to report back to this board at the spring 2011 PNB in-person meeting and began the process subsequently approved by the PNB by the summer of 2011.
Okay, and added to that was that that at the spring meeting of the Pacifica National Board, each standing committee and task force shall provide for approval of the Pacifica National Board a 1, 3, and 5-year committee plan that advances the Pacifica mission and provides security and progress for the foundation, et cetera, et cetera. The rest is the same as Leslie's.
Same as Leslie's, the Radford motion.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's hardly any difference between the two of them now. And that, in fact, was what was approved. Okay.
So what do we call this, the Radford motion?
The Radford motion.
I'd like to take care of. I'd like to take care of. It is formally Richard's substitute motion as amended by Kathy. That's the motion that goes forward. Richard's substitute motion for Leslie's original motion. That's correct. You got all that, if you raise.
To the extent that they sent it to me, only to the extent that they sent it to me.
Okay.
Kathy just sent it out.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
From Kathy.
Yes.
Okay.
I have two items I'd like to bring to the board. I'm trying to figure out at what time. One was the motion from KPFK, and the other one.
We are almost finished with the old business. Scheduled for this meeting is open new business. So anybody can bring any new business motion at that time. Okay. There is.
Mr. Chair, are we through with that thing?
We're through with
that thing just went by?
Yes.
I want to compliment our chair on guiding us through that maze.
Second that.
The chair is asked to provide the public.
public with the remainder of the time an itinerary, an agenda. This is a public meeting for the second time, second year in a row. The public, and we the listeners, are the stakeholders in the stations, have not been provided with an agenda.
The next item on the agenda is a motion which is...
What part of the agenda are you on? We don't even have a printed...
Are you willing to let me continue?
We would like a printed copy, sir, before you bring for dinner.
Well, I'm afraid you're not going to get them. They cost 50 cents a copy, and we can't afford them at this point.
You can't afford to stay in this hotel when you're sitting in it.
We're going to continue, if the audience will allow us. The motion commemorating, there's a motion that was on consent decree earlier, which was, Afia, please, which was a motion commemorating the service of Ibn Dooley, who had been on this board some years ago and was a key figure in one of the affiliates, maybe perhaps more, actually in the movement for community radio in the South. Afia, you had an amendment that you wanted to make to that, which is why it's here in front of us again. Do you want to make that amendment, or what would you like to do with that?
I would like to move that it be the consideration be postponed until our next meeting to give Heather Gray, the director of Radio Free Georgia, WRFG, which is the station, the affiliate from which Ibn served on the Pacifica board, an opportunity to contribute to the commendation, and David Beaton, who did the hands-on work with the stations that were involved. Both of them have been, I've sent the proposed resolution to them. Both of them have not had an opportunity to respond. Heather is also the executive director of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, which has been struggling to challenge the U.S. Senate to fund the Black Farmers Award, which before they left for this term, so she didn't have an opportunity to respond. And David just completed his assignment with the Census Bureau, but both are willing to and want to participate. So I would ask that it be postponed at least till our next teleconference.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to postponing until our next teleconference, which is in roughly 2 weeks? Okay, hearing none. The next item on the agenda is to meet as a quasi-committee of the whole for 45 minutes, and we have 7 minutes left to go, so we'll put that off until the next open session agenda. To discuss criterion for membership. This was a resolution in executive session that the discussion had to happen in open session, and that's what it's doing here. I suggest we break for dinner. Anything else that needs to be completed before we do? Okay. There's public comment at 8:15 this evening. Okay. I'll post two things, actually. One will be the schedule, which is the sequence of events, and the other will be the agenda. There's very little left on it, actually, but which will be fit in.
The conference center on the second floor will provide you printing at no cost.
Really? That's interesting.
No, you can take it out of your dinner money.
The meeting is adjourned. Be back at 7:30.
Some of us are paying for our own and not asking.
7:30.
Someone needs to call.
What's that?